What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Hi, everyone. Happy early Thanksgiving. I just wanted to take a moment to stop and connect with you personally and say thank you. Thank you to this community of people who, for whatever reason, listen to Dine For the podcast. If you find these stories interesting, delicious, nourishing in any way, I want to tell you that you are the reason we do this. We started the podcast last year, in the middle of the pandemic, as a chance to reach more stories of founders, creatives, and fascinating minds who were finding ways to move forward and innovate in the middle of the pandemic. And man, have I personally been inspired by these stories, and I hope you have too. From the Archbishop of Chicago, Blaise Supich.
All of us need an examination of conscience about our prejudices. That's why I think I wanted to challenge particularly high school kids. I said, I want you to tell the other kids that what you have learned in school about racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism, they have to take it home, and they have to be willing to challenge it whenever they hear jokes or slights about people because of their race. Mm-hmm. They have to have the courage to challenge their parents if they hear it. Mm-hmm. And they have to, because that's where it's learned. It's learned in the home. Mm-hmm. And so you can take some responsibility, or you can be an agent for change.
To the founder of The Blacklist, Franklin Leonard.
It's just good to see people who are doing great work recognized for that great work. And to play however small a part of that is incredibly gratifying.
To the founder of Warby Parker.
That passion certainly influenced me as a child. And I think most importantly, it infused me with this unwavering belief that your job should be not only an opportunity to earn an income, but you should leverage that time to help make the world better and help people.
These stories are a cross-disciplinary look at creativity, from business to the arts to academia. Couple of updates on my end. Our fourth season of To Dine For on public television will debut in mid-January. Yes! And wow, is it an amazing lineup of guests. Very different from years past, and I think you're going to enjoy the change. Still dining at restaurants around the country and hearing stories of people who are turning nothing into something. But there's a different feel this season, and I'm eager to hear what you think. We're always interested in hearing your feedback, especially if a story resonates with you. Send us a note at todinefortv@gmail.com. Or you can always follow my adventures on the road on Instagram at todinefortv. If you need a killer Brussels sprouts recipe this week, and I will be cooking up a storm and sharing some of my favorite recipes on Instagram, I make a simple but amazing apple pie from scratch. I cook with my little boys every year, and this is our tradition. And believe me, if we can make it, you can make it. It's that easy. I'm also sharing a foolproof and alcohol-free cocktail that you can serve pre-turkey dinner, as well as some of my favorite wine pairings. Also, one of the things that I'm most thankful for this year is just an appreciation for the simple things in life. If I look back at this year, the things that made me the happiest had nothing to do with work or money. I don't take for granted that going to a restaurant and enjoying a great meal is a privilege and a luxury. And I thank you, the listener, for supporting this podcast. I want to thank American National Insurance, Spiritless, and the Terlato Wine Group for supporting these incredibly inspiring stories of success. Our goal is to continue feeding the mind and spirit with great conversation. And so this week, we raise a glass to you, the listener, for all your support. Cheers to you and to a fantastic Thanksgiving, wherever you are and whoever you're with. Thanks for listening to Dine For the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of Dine For the podcast, American National, Spiritless, and Terlato Wine Group. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golner. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.